Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Back for the second half here at Union Tuttle Stadium. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, Doc Blevins here. Union football on KRMG. The Redskins at 1-3. Well, and they're in danger of going 1-4 halfway through the football season tonight as they trail Mustang by a score of 10-0 here at their homecoming. Final homecoming in the current configuration of Union Tuttle Stadium. This side, the side we're sitting on the west side, will be completely torn down at the end of the year. Union will play here next year despite the fact this side will be gone. They will then place people on mostly the east side, Tom, and it'll be an interesting year as they build this new football stadium, which should be pretty terrific. Union will kick the football off to start the second half. We will be joined by a large grasshopper here in the press box who is sitting just outside our glass window. Right exactly, as a matter of fact, where Stephen Forbes will kick it, so I'm just going to lean to the side. Nope, he's not scared. He's going to stay right there. All right. It is high school football after all. 10-0 Mustang. Union will kick it from right to left. Stephon, with not much wind here, has still been pretty successful at putting it in the end zone, and he'll do that again. As a matter of fact, this one will go out the back of the end zone, and Mustang will start at their own 20-yard line. So, Tom, there are other scores from around the state. We take a look at some of the other games going on, and if you look around, you get a little bit scared here by some of what you're seeing. Norman and Broken Arrow playing a pretty good football game. Broken Arrow's Tigers lead the Norman Tigers right now 14-7. Santa Fe leads UConn 14-10. The team Union plays next week, Putnam North, is unbeaten already at 4-0. They lead Southmore 29-10. And it is Edmond Memorial leading Westmore 3-0 and Owosso over Edmond North by a score of 7-0. And Jinx, by the way, up on Enid 62-0 as we begin the second half. Also tonight, playoff baseball. You'll be able to see and listen to some playoff baseball around this weekend. So we already have a penalty here to start the second half. It's a procedure against the Union kick team, and they're going to kick this thing again. So, Tom, we start the second half exactly as we left the first one, disjointed.
Yeah, that's not what we needed to be, was disjointed. We've got to make a stop and then get the ball and go down and make a score.
Corey Brown and Tristan Plumlee will be deep for Mustang. But this time, Stephen Forbes will kick it from the 35-yard line, and he's got the leg to put this still through the end zone. We'll see how that goes. I have seen offsides called before on kicks. I've not seen procedure. But Union had a player moving, which is okay, but they had two players possibly moving, which is not. So we're not even underway in the second half, and already a penalty on the Redskins, and they trail 10-0 to Mustang. Ari Brown, Tristan Plumlee, the men back deep. Plumlee to the near side, Brown to the far side. Again, Stephon kicking from right to left. Two returners standing about the 10-yard line. They expect they'll have a shot here. Hand is up for Stephon. Everybody's set this time, and he approaches the ball. Foot to it, and once again, Stephon's going to kick it back out of the end zone. No chance for Mustang, so nothing changes. He just got a little extra workout. So Mustang will still take it at their 20-yard line. Their quarterback, Hayden Conrad, threw for a total of about 40 yards in the first half. Not much through the air for Mustang, but they still lead 10-0. Now, to be fair, their only touchdown came on a defensive play, the very first play of this game. So this offense for Mustang hasn't been a juggernaut either, Tom.
No, and I think the defense played well. We had a couple penalties and a couple things here and there, but I think they just need to do what they were doing for the first half, and I think things will be fine defensively.
They're going to come out with Colt Humphrey, actually in a Wildcat formation. Humphrey in the shotgun at the 20-yard line. Mustang first and 10. Brown in motion. He's going to fake to Brown, and Humphrey's going to run it straight up field. He didn't get much. Caleb Kalo hit him about the 22-yard line and brought him down. They'll give him 3. Now they're going to give him 2. So we'll call it 2nd down and 8. And they'll probably switch and get out of that now. Yes, they will. Instead, well, actually, no, they won't. They're going to leave Colt Humphrey in, and he's going to once again be in the Wildcat. Lined up behind him, Harvey Phillips now. So Humphrey's just going to be the quarterback here, it looks like. Humphrey takes the snap, once again runs straight ahead, bounces outside, but there's a flag. Quickly, while they adjudicate this, let's get down to Doc Blevins. Doc?
Well, I wanted to tell you something that I think I'm right historically, that Caleb Kalo is the first Filipino-American to be on our Union football team.
I know about that, and tonight he's played awfully well. Procedure penalty there against Mustang. We'll take the ball back to their own 18-yard line, and in comes their quarterback, Hayden Conrad. It looks like they're finished with the Wildcat, at least for right now, and Conrad will come back out to run this offense. A setback is Harvey Phillips, who started very well, but then was held in check by this Union defense. Second down and 12, now at the 18. Mustang needs the 30 for the first down, just underway. Second half, 10-0 Broncos. Motion inside by Brown. They'll hand off instead to Phillips, and he busts his way across the 20. And oh, had he not stumbled and fallen, he might have run for a lot further. Tackled by JoJo Nichols and Marcellus Wilkerson. He got back about five. It'll be third and six. Balling out the 24-yard line. That was a dangerous play. Three receivers left side and one to the right for Mustang. Third down and six. At their 24, they need the 30. Conrad in the shotgun. To his left is Phillips. 17 on the play clock as Conrad walks forward to call the play. Phillips now shifts forward, now to the right of Conrad. There's the snap. Conrad straight back, has time, throws down the field, and that ball's well overthrown. He's trying to go to Tristan Plumlee, but it was not even close. Coverage in there by Jaden Rowe, but that never had a chance. It's fourth down, and Mustang will have to punt it away. On comes Kyler Pearson, and he'll stand around the 35-yard line. While punting will be Corey Solinthavong. There we go. Boy, it's not easy to say that.
No, that's not an easy.
Solinthavong. Corey Solinthavong. Not a very big guy. He's 5'7", 150 pounds. His name weighs more than he does. He'll kick it back to Pearson at around the 40-yard line. Solinthavong has kicked it on the ground mostly today. Runs to his right. Kicks it short again. Kyler runs up and makes a nice running catch though at the 45. Kyler at the 50, at the 45. Pearson at the 45, has room. 30, 25, 20, and he's going to go down right about the 18-yard line. Tackled from behind by Joseph Sylvester, who did a nice job of hustling down there. But give that credit right there to Kyler Pearson. If he doesn't run forward and make that catch aggressively, Tom, it's going to bounce, and it's going to bounce further.
Well, and you look at the way the first half started and the way the second half, it's just a complete 360. You know, it's just completely different. We stop them, and then we get a great punt return.
So it's first and 10 Union at the 18 of Mustang. Redskins trail this thing 10-0, but here's a glittering opportunity. Rovon Banks will be a quarterback. Two receivers go far right. One of those is Pearson. Green in the shotgun. Banks. Fakes to Green, runs to his left, breaks across the 15-yard line and gets down around the 11. He is such a threat, but you have to pay such attention to A.J. as well. Braden Jarman on the tackle there, but that's a good gain of eight. It'll be second down and two. Rovon brings something to this game that no other quarterback does. He's got that Jamel Holloway running quarterback thing going, and you have to pay attention.
Yeah, you absolutely have to pay attention.
We're going to call it second down and about three for Union. They'll mark it around the 11-yard line. Same set, two right, one left for Banks. Green set to his right. Ball at the 11 of Mustang. Now motion from right to left by the tight end. Hand off inside to Green. A.J. makes a man miss at the 10. Gets to the 5. A.J. Green, touchdown Union. A.J. Green pulled Judson Rowland into the end zone from about the 3. And the Redskins strike back. 9:27 to go, third period. Union is finally on the board. It is 10-6 Mustang.
And I think this is a good move by the offense to go with Banks, because now you've got two people back there. Plus, if Pearson comes in motion, you never know when they may hand it to him. And it's a completely different offense that Mustang has to get ready for.
And now a very important kick here from Stephon Banks. He needs to hit this to keep the Redskins a field goal down. There's the snap. There's the hold. The kick is up. And it's good. So with 9:27 to go in this third period, the Redskins make it interesting. Mustang 10, Union 7. They'll kick it next here on KRNG.
You compulsively check the website every 3 minutes to make sure they haven't sold that car you want so bad. You just don't quite have the money. But a lower rate could mean getting that car today. Oklahoma Central Credit Union has car loan rates as low as 3.89% APR for new and used vehicles. So go buy that car, or maybe even a better car. Decide quick. 3.89% APR hassle-free auto loans from Oklahoma Central Credit Union won't last long. Call 1-800-444-6228 or visit oklahomacentral.creditunion for details about credit cost and terms.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
Want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's always the right way.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now, available for Apple and Android.
A very important punt return by Kyler Pearson sets Union up. Two plays 18 yards later in 50 seconds. A.J. Green's 11-yard run and the extra point by Forbes makes it 10-7, Union trailing Mustang. Forbes kicks it again, and once again, it's going to go into the end zone and will not matter whether Mustang catches or not. They'll take it right there. All right, now, Tom, Union got it going offensively there. I know short field, but you took advantage of it. That's what's important. Now I feel momentum kind of coming back to this sidelines.
Oh, absolutely. I think so. And This next series, I think it's going to be the big key, because they stopped Mustang, didn't let them do a thing, and if they do it again and have to punt to them, it may just set a standard.
So first and 10 Mustang, now leading 10-7 at their own 10-yard line, 20-yard line, moving left to right. Their quarterback is Hayden Conrad. Again, his running back Phillips lined up to his left. He has a short slot tied in right side. Hand off to Conrad, right side, and he's going to bounce outside of one man, but he's back around the 16 and taken down there. Josh Frederick made him go wide. He bounced it outside, and Junior Smith ran him down for a loss of two, actually three. It's going to be second and 13, and now where the Redskins are playing football.
Yeah, that's exactly, well, what happened there, like you said, Josh came in and made him go a little deeper to try to get around him, and that just let the secondary come back and make the plays.
8:50 to go here in this third period. 10-7, Mustang leads, but now they've got to find themselves behind the chains. At their own 16-yard line, they face second and 14. Four receivers, three of those, to the left side now for Conrad. Phillips to his left in the shotgun. Conrad straight back, has time. Fires it deep to the right side, and that ball is caught but well out of bounds. Will Haddix had run out of bounds because Jaden Rowe had great coverage, and Haddix makes the catch a yard out of bounds. That doesn't matter, and it'll be third down and 13. That's good coverage by Rowe.
That was excellent coverage. Like you say, he had him pinned against the sidelines, and even if the ball would have been thrown in the field a little bit more, he'd have made the interception.
Well, Conrad only came in completing 44% of his passes, and you can see why. He hasn't been terribly accurate tonight. Four receivers for Conrad. Now people like Will Haddix asking for the play with 10 seconds to go. Third down and 13 from their own 14-yard line. There's the snap. Conrad straight back. Here comes the pressure. He's going to run up. He's got all kinds of room, and Conrad's not going to run it. He's going to wait and throw it, and that ball is caught. Or was it incomplete? Nope, it's incomplete. It looked like it had been caught initially by Dominique Dunn, but it was not. It's going to be fourth down. And, Tom, I am shocked. Hayden Conrad had nothing but green in front of him and refused to run the ball.
Absolutely. We had him covered, and they were 12, 15 yards down or deeper downfield, and he could have got it. He could have run to first down easily.
He did not. He threw it instead, and Dominique Dunn could not quite hang on to it. So Corey Sulinavong is in to kick it again. And once again, Kyler Pearson's back to return it. Last time he took it back 56 yards and helped the Redskins set up another big score. So Lunathong, standing back around his four, will kick it again. There's the snap, runs to his right. This one's a little lower. It won't be returned, but it bounces very short at around the 36. Only goes out of bounds at the 41-yard line. And the Redskins will once again have a very short field. First and 10 Union at the 41. And now they found a little something with Rovon Banks at quarterback. Let's see if they stick with it.
I'm not sure what they said, and I'm not sure I want to know what was absolutely at halftime, but this is a different team right now, mentally.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't talk about it at church.
No.
So Banks will come back out at quarterback. His running back will be Avante Wilkins. First and 10 Redskins at the 41 of Mustang. Union trailing 10-7. They have not led in this game. 8:19 to go, third period. Banks sends McDaniel in motion from right to left. Banks fumbles the snap, but then picks it up and takes off to his right. Rovan at the 40, cuts back, 35, still pushing forward. Rovan Banks is strong for a young guy who's not very big. The sophomore goes all the way to the 34-yard line before he was taken down there by Braden German. And, Tom, he really should have been stopped. Probably back closer to the 40. They had good pressure, and he just ran around it.
Yeah, he just outran him. The snap, he had his running back to the right. The snap looked like it was right between either one of them could have caught it.
Banks did a heck of a job of pulling it in. We're going to call it second down and two. Ball now at the 33-yard line of Mustang. Redskins on the move. Two receivers come left. Pearson the inside slot. McDaniel the outside. Banks has the snap. Pass straight ahead. Moving to his left is Wilkins at the 30. Stiff arms a man there. 25. Trying to break another tackle. Pardon me, that's A.J. Got down to the 19-yard line. A.J. Green just left a guy about the 30. Stiff armed one more. He gets forward for another 9, and it's another first down for the Redskins. Now moving at the 24-yard line of Mustang. You really feel the momentum.
I think Mustang's a little confused with what he's going to do as the quarterback, and probably they're not sure if he can throw it or not.
Well, I guarantee you they didn't practice for him.
No.
They practiced for everybody else. First and 10, Union now at the 19 of Mustang. Banks once again the quarterback. To his left is Green. Banks hands to Green, right side. A.J. cuts back inside at the 20. Makes a cut there. 15-yard line down inside that to the 11. A saving tackle by Liam Krivenik. If he didn't grab number 20 by the ankles, that's 6. It's still good for a first down. Redskins now at the 12 of Mustang and rolling.
This looks like a whole nother team, doesn't it?
Completely different. And like we said before, sometimes it's not that the next player is better. He's just different, and he brings something to the game. 6:51 to go, third period. Union trailing 10-7, but threatening. Banks once again at quarterback. Motion by the tight end left to right. Banks takes it, runs to his right. He's going to get outside in the 10. Rovan cuts back at the 5, and he's down to the 2-yard line. Rovan Banks just outrunning the defense. That's all there is to it. Tackle out there by Liam Krivenik, helped by Judson Rowland, but they didn't have a chance. Number 12 gets another 11 yards, and it's first and goal, Union at the 1.
And you got to think, at halftime, they talked about a lot of things in the Mustang locker room about this and that, but I'm not sure they covered a whole lot how to handle this young man.
Well, you can't beat speed. If I can outrun you, you can't catch me. First and goal for the Redskins at the 1. Banks once again in the shotgun, Green to his left. Handoff, A.J. Green, and he goes forward to right at the goal line, but I don't think he got in. He was tripped up behind the line of scrimmage by Jarman, and it did not quite get all the way into the end zone, so it'll be second down and goal. Good push by the front of that Mustang defense. They played very well early, but now the Redskin offensive line's playing better. Second and goal, Union. Banks still on the shotgun, and it's still A.J. Green, but he's set to the right. Inside the 1, there's the snap. Handoff to Green, and he is piled up again and did not get in, but there's a flag, too. Green got hit immediately in the backfield. Initial push in there came from Anthony Schneidley, and he did a nice job of pushing that pile backwards. Then Green got jumped on by Rowland and did not get there. But it looks like Mustang may have lined off upside, or lined up offsides, or lined off upsides, either one, right?
Yeah.
Either way, it's going to be second and goal from the less than 1 yard line. As a matter of fact, that football is almost touching the end zone. Junior Smith will come in at the running back slot. Banks once again in the shotgun. 3 short receivers right side. Snap to Banks. He's going to run to the right. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown, and for the first time tonight, the Redskins lead this football game. 5:28 to go in this third period. There was another offside encroachment, but Union will turn that down. And that should be, well, no, they're going to actually, they blew the whistle, they said, before the touchdown. Banks walked into the end zone, but the officials are saying they blew the whistle before that was a touchdown. And so it will be another second and goal for Union.
This is where not taking the ball under the center is
it's troublesome,
a little difficult,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Banks once again in the shotgun. Probably going to do the same thing, and they do. And he once again walks into the end zone. So this time they actually have the lead. 5:05 to play, third period. Union for the first time tonight on top, now leading 13-10.
No, come to me.
Doc Levins, what'd you see down there?
Well, I saw the play just as you called it, but I want you to know Rovan Banks runs a fully automatic time of 4.5 40, and he's just a 10th grader.
Yeah.
To get better. And I had him at church camp with me, and he's a lot, he's not very tall, but he's built like a fire plug. I mean, he is really strong.
And not only is he strong, he is fleet. That young man can run. And right now, Mustang just figured out exactly how well. Stephon on for the extra point. Mustang runs to the football. Doesn't matter. There's the kick. It's up. And it's good. So with 5:05 to play in this third period, the Redskins have established themselves. Now Union 14, Mustang 10. Back with the kickoff next on KRMG.
We are the comfiest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
Ozark Foam seals and insulates your home so much better than the pink stuff, it can save you up to 50% or more on your monthly energy bill. Fall in Oklahoma can mean temps in the 90s or the 30s. Stay comfy and save money either way. Visit OzarkFoam.net today to see 7 more good reasons why Ozark Foam is the better choice for your home.
We are the comfiest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
Do you use an antenna to receive TV channels? Due to recent changes, you may not be getting all the channels you could. This doesn't affect cable or satellite viewers, but if you use an antenna to watch TV, finding any channels you're missing is easy. Just take a few moments to have your TV set scan for new channels. In no time, you'll be able to enjoy all the free TV programming available, like the great court shows, talk shows, and animated series on My41. To learn more, go to My41Tulsa.com.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station. You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
At Union Tuttle Stadium here at homecoming, the Redskins have taken their first lead of the night, 14-10 over the Mustang Broncos. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton and Doc Levins. Richard Johns on stats. Kickoff by Stephon Forbes sails out of the back of the end zone. The Redskins on a 6-play, 41-yard drive. Took them 3 minutes and 15 seconds. The Banks 1-yard run, and the extra point gives them the lead. But here's the thing, Tom. The last two series have been keyed by good defensive stands and good punt, either good punt returns or stands that kept Mustang deep. They've only had to go 59 yards for those two touchdowns.
Yeah, that's their defenses really played pretty well for the night.
Hayden Conrad will bring out Mustang, trailing for the first time. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Conrad will hand off to the right side to his man Phillips, and he's going to go across the 20 to the 24-yard line. RB Phillips had a lot of guys hanging on to him right there. One of those was Gabe Ford. Another one is a young man who's played really well. Doesn't play a lot, but he's played really well. And we'll get to second down in a second here. We're going to hand it off once again to Phillips, and he's going to go forward across the 25 to the 26-yard line. He's trying to get to Torrey Thrower, who has played awfully well, and there is a Mustang player down. Right about the 29-yard line, and they're going to place the ball at the 27 and have a third down and 3. See if we can get a number on that Mustang player who's down. And he is down face first and looks to be in a good deal of pain. Not moving anything like it hurts specifically. That is Tristan Plumlee, the big receiver, who actually came in with 8 catches for 134 yards. One of their leading receivers has not had a catch tonight. Tom, the way he's laying there, it looks to me like maybe he just got dinged really hard because he's not grabbing a foot or an arm or a leg or anything.
I agree with you. I think it's something, you know, like a they have to look for maybe a possible concussion or something the way they're looking at him.
Yeah, that's the way he's looking head down. This Mustang offense has not had a first down today other than by penalty.
Yeah.
They've had penalty first downs in this, but not in this half, not a first down. And we're now joined by a second grasshopper here on the glass at the broadcast booth. While we deal with grasshoppers, Doc Blevins on the field.
Well, the young man has rolled back over on his back, and he's setting up, and all his limbs are moving, but he does appear to be in some pain. Either that, or he might be in Never Never Land, if you know what I mean.
I'm kind of thinking that he got his clock.
King of Never Never Land. We have a history with Mustang. We played a Halloween night game down there just several years ago now. It was like the Twilight Zone. I can't even describe what it was like.
Yeah.
And this was beginning that way. I'm really glad to see it work out. It looks like the young man's going to be all right.
Yeah, I remember the game you're referring to, Doc. Yeah, that was different. Yeah. Tristan Plumlee is walking off the field now, but boy, he is weaving, Tom. I think without question he took one to the noggin.
Yeah, I don't look for him to be able to come back in.
I wouldn't think so. 4:30 to go here in this third period. Union leading by a score of 14-10 now. Two touchdowns in this third quarter for the Redskins. And a big third down and three for this Mustang offense, which does not have a first down here in the second period, in the second half. But really, I don't think had more than a couple of first downs in the first half. It was their defense that did it for them with a touchdown. They did have one big drive that got them a field goal, but that was it. Big down, third down and three for Mustang. At their 27, they need the 30 of Union. Two receivers go left, one to the right. Hayden Conrad in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to Phillips, and he's going to go off the left side. No, pardon, this is Kari Brown. Gets outside to the 30, 40. Brown across the 45 to the 50. Kari Brown goes all the way from the 27 to the 50, a 23-yard run, and that's a first down for Mustang and by far their biggest play of the half. Tackle finally made by Jaden Rowe. First down, quickly to the line of scrimmage, Mustang. Going to throw it quickly to the left side to Colt Humphrey. He makes the catch and goes forward across the 50, but not much more. He got to around the 49-yard line. He was collared over there by Josh Frederick and Chauncey Andrews. It'll be second down, and we'll call it 8 for Mustang. Now at Union's 49-yard line. 3:47 to go. Third period, 14-10 Union. Quickly back in the shotgun again is Conrad. Behind him is Brown. Now Andre Dollar splits out to the right. Now four receivers and a Mustang or a penalty comes out. It's going to be an offsides or, well, actually going to be a procedure penalty against Mustang. That'll move it back 5 more yards. They'll go back to around the 46-yard line of Union. And now we'll have second down at about 13. And now it's Mustang giving themselves problems by penalty, Tom.
Yeah, that's... And on that long run, the only thing that kept that thing going was the fact that everybody piled inside and he bounced outside.
14 on the play clock. They'll have to hurry a bit. 3:22 on the game clock in the third period. 14-10 Union. Mustang second down and 13. They need the Union 41 for a first down. Motion by Brown. Handoff left side. They're going to give the ball off across the 50 now to the 47, 46-yard line goes Devin Martin. So he got about 6 of it back. He's dragged down over there by Mason Gibbons and also some help from JoJo Nichols. But it'll be third down and about 7. The ball's going to be placed at the 47 of Union. Mustang needs the 41 for the first down. They're going from left to right. The ball set just above the red portion of the split U here at Union Field. Union Tuttle Stadium. Conrad again in the shotgun. Conrad's going to hand right side to Devin. He's going to get forward, but not for much. He got about a yard. Devin Martin got thumped. I mean thumped. And the guy on the bottom was Gabe Ford. He got nothing. And it's going to be fourth down and 6. And they'll leave the offense out there because Hayden Conrad has pooch kicked a couple of times tonight. And he might just do it again. Martin continues to be his running back. Conrad calling signals. Once again, trying to get Union off sides, and the Redskins will not jump. Three down linemen for Union. Four linebackers, if you will, and four defensive backs. Conrad now comes forward and calls the play. Now sends motion. Conrad is going to throw it. Goes middle of the field, and that ball is caught for a first down at the 40-yard line. So they had not gone for it. They lined up to go for it, but if not, he throws to Andre Dollar, and he makes the catch in front of Junior Smith, and the Mustangs move the chains. First and 10 at the Union 40, and a quick handoff again. Devin Martin left side. He gets a little bit, squirts across the 40, down to around the 37-yard line. Caleb Kalo with that tackle. They're going to only give him 3. It'll be 2nd and 7 with a minute 38 to go in the third period. Trailing 14-10. Now Mustang on the move. Once again, quickly in the shotgun is Conrad. Martin to his right. There's the snap. Hand to Martin on the left side, and he gets across the 35. Didn't look like he was going to get much, but he got more than we thought. He pushed forward to around the 33. Once again, Ford was there and Kalo. That's a really good spot and a makeable third down and about 3 now for Mustang. Ball to Union 33. They need the 30. Already in the line of scrimmage is Conrad. Martin behind him again. Quickly calls signals, but now looks to the sideline. Two receivers come to the far side. That is Will Haddix, pardon me, the near side. Now a quick snap to Conrad, and he's going to fake and run to his right and throw, and that ball is nearly intercepted and incomplete. Oh, JoJo Nichols cut in front of the receiver there. They were trying to get that ball to Dylan Bouchofsky. JoJo cut in front and nearly caught it, so it'll be fourth down and three, and since they went for it earlier, Tom, I don't think they'll think about it now.
That was a great play.
Fourth and three at the 33 of Union. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Conrad is going to hand off to the right side. And that is Phillips. Got a lot of room. Phillips, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Harvey Phillips goes 33 yards, almost untouched, and Mustang has the lead again. And Union's defense, after playing so well for so long, Tom, just let one hit a gap.
Yeah, I don't think they were lined up right. They ran, they huddled. I mean, they went with no huddle and got up there to the line. I don't think once he handed it, he went untouched. He just took off and ran, and we looked like we were bewildered.
Corey Schlinthong is going to be on for the extra point. The holder is Chris Doran. Mustang retakes the lead, now 16-14. Snap is there, kick is up, and it's right dead center. 40 seconds to go, third period. You can't say it hadn't been entertaining. Three touchdowns so far in the period, and Mustang now with the lead again. Mustang 17, Union 14. We'll come back with a kick next on KRMG.
If there's one thing we've learned at Jim Norton Toyota over the years, it's this. Reputation is everything. And Jim Norton Toyota is willing to stake our reputation on the fact that we only stock and sell the cleanest, highest quality pre-owned vehicles. So come see us at Jim Norton Toyota today and see for yourself. Plus, with Jim Norton Toyota's legendary 7 points of confidence, you'll see that you're not only getting a great car at a great price, you're getting peace of mind knowing that pre-owned vehicles at Jim Norton Toyota come with a comprehensive warranty, plus our exclusive 3-day money-back guarantee, plus a Carfax autobiography, plus a rigorous 100-point quality inspection. And as always, you get Jim Norton's 100% transparent, market-driven price and 15 lenders to get you the lowest finance rate. So what are you waiting for? Log on at JimNortonToyota.com to learn more. That's JimNortonToyota.com. Then come see us today at Jim Norton Toyota, 9809 South Memorial.
This is the home of Union High School football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
At Union Tuttle Stadium for homecoming, 17-14 now. Mustang leads the Union Redskins. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, Doc Blevins down on the field. The all-Union third quarter turns Mustang's way with an 11-play, 80-yard drive. Took them 4 minutes and 25 seconds. Phillips' run from 33 yards out gives them the lead. Mustang ready to kick from left to right. Once again, Union has a couple of guys deep. Corley Schlinthong is going to put the foot to it. He's going to kick it very short. McDaniel will take it around the 20-yard line, and he comes to the left side. He's got room. 30-yard line, 35, 40, 45. McDaniel goes out of bounds at around the 46-yard line. That's a really nice return by Desmond McDaniel, who was just very aware that that ball was short. He took it, and he took off. So Union's return game, Tom, and punts now in the kick, has really kept them in the game. And we had a terrific kickoff return earlier in the game as well.
Absolutely. And right there, when he took it, it was number two that came over there and just knocked the daylights out of that.
So it would once again be Rovon Banks at quarterback. First and 10 Union's their own 45, 32 seconds to go third period. Redskins now trail 17-14. Banks with Wilkins to his right will fake the handoff and drop back. Here comes pressure. Banks throws across the middle, and it's just too far for Kyler Pearson. Pearson had broken free. He got away almost easily from Joseph Sylvester, and Rovon just didn't have the time. He got pounded by the blitz that came from behind. I think that blitzer was Eddie Granados, and it'll be second and 10.
And that was one play after they got the block. The biggest block of the game so far.
Rovon kind of rotating that left shoulder. He got hit pretty good. Second and 10 for the Redskins. Rovon this time will hand off. Wilkins goes across the 40 to the 42, 43, almost the 44-yard line. Eddie Granados in on that tackle. But that's a gain of about 4, and it'll be third down and 6. Only 14 on the play clock. If Union doesn't hurry, or the game clock, here in this quarter, they may not get one off. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Rovon Banks has him up. 3rd and 6 from their 49-yard line. They need the 45 of Mustang. And there goes the clock to 0, and they will not get that playoff. Say, well, we'll end the third period in a really competitive football game. Not always played well, but competitive. 17-14 Mustang, and Union with a big third down. We'll get to it next in the fourth quarter here on KRMG.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 D-Side of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. Oh, Trina, so much fun and shopping experience like none other.
We like to keep it nice and easy, and we like to have fun.
Farm trucks, work trucks. We have a couple 18s left, running wide open with the 19s, and then the 2020s are starting to trickle in as well.
Route 66 D-Side of Tulsa, Route 66 Chevrolet at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's the right way.
With kids, life is one big adventure. That's why you need a strong financial partner like TTCU Federal Credit Union. You could get $150 when you open a checking account. And every time you use your School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to schools. Checking account, why not call it your living account? TTCU Federal Credit Union. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.